Hello, I'm Paige Estritori, and welcome to your daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's take a look at what's making news in the industry today, this Friday, January 9th, 2026. In big developments from the motorcycle arena, Austrian giant KTM AG has secured a substantial lifeline as it navigates financial restructuring. The company, backed up by significant shareholder Bajaj Auto, has achieved a 600 million euro funding deal, addressing a slice of its 2 billion euro plus debt. It's a noteworthy development for Australian bikers, as it guarantees continued access to KTM's forward-thinking models. Thanks to a stronger financial footing, there could even be enhanced financing options on the horizon for Aussie motorcycle lovers. This funding signals not just survival, but growth potential for KTM AG in the midst of financial adversities. On the local front, Peter Stevens Motorcycles, a stalwart of Australia's motorcycle sector since the 1970s, is battling a different financial woe. The company has entered voluntary administration, grappling with debts over $65.9 million. The situation touches hundreds of employees and a wide customer base that enjoys brands such as Ducati, Triumph, and Harley Heaven. Amidst their efforts to boost cash flow, Peter Stevens is providing a tempting offer with 50% discounts on motorcycles until June 25, 2025. The saga underlines the importance of fiscal prudence as the company embarks on a potential restructuring journey. Turning now to the superannuation sector, Australian Super, a leading super fund, is under the microscope for significant delays in insurance claim processing. ASIC, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, has launched legal proceedings as a response to the backlog of claims members have endured. Australian Super attributes the backlog to a rise in member deaths post-COVID and has plans to improve issue resolution by onshoring more claim processing. As the situation unfolds, members are urged to be attentive in maintaining records and regular communication with their fund. Shifting our attention to Australia's marine industry, Club Marine, a prime insurer for recreational boats, has enhanced its commercial boat insurance policies. The renewed approach aligns commercial with recreational offerings. The new policies cover a widespread range of maritime businesses, such as charters, training programs, club fleets, and boats under construction. The initiative depicts Club Marine's commitment to address industry needs and ensure businesses can operate in security. That concludes our financial services news wrap for today. Don't forget to visit us for more updates on financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori. Until next time, be smart with your finances and stay informed.